You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, guys. This is John. With me, as always,
Kira Batte.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. Obviously, this isn't a new episode of South Park.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Sorry to break anyone's hearts if that's what you were expecting.
But they should know better.
But yeah, don't be an idiot next time. So we're doing South Park Classic to sort of build on the 14 years of South Park that weren't covered by AfterBuzz TV past because we didn't exist.
Yeah, I was a wee little kid back then.
Yeah, I was like 8 years old when South Park started or something like that.
Yeah, I was like something. I think we were around the same age.
I think
so,
I was in fourth grade.
Just like them. Isn't that cute?
Yeah, just like them. So, Bing is for doing, and we're doing the South Park Classics podcast. We start at the very beginning, which I have been told is a very good place to start.
Really?
Yes. I believe it was my Austrian nanny from back in my days when my father was in the German Navy, and I'm really outing myself as a musical freak here. But anyway, let's just stop this. And we are starting with episode one of South Park, the first ever episode of South Park, which is titled Cartman Gets an Anal Probe. Now, that's pretty much it. That's the plot right there. Cartman got an anal probe, and then jokes happened around it. Now, as this is the first ever episode of South Park, I mean, we see a lot of where it's progressed. And a lot of that is in the animation.
Yes. That was like the first thing that we were talking about.
Yeah. It's real primitive, the animation. I believe they were literally cutting the pieces out of construction paper.
That's what,
moving them around. Yeah. I think that's how they did it.
Wow.
Isn't it stop motion?
What?
Isn't it stop motion?
Yeah, it's stop motion with cardboard cutouts. Or what's the word I'm looking for? Construction paper cutouts.
Yes.
And you can see like the shadows. There's weird shadows being cast.
I didn't get that.
Because it's actual pieces of paper being held above other actual pieces of paper. So
and that's
how actually
the shadow looked
yeah,
like.
That's actually a real shadow being produced. I think.
Well,
I
thank
think
God
that's
all
happening.
Cleared up.
Yeah. Right. Well, they've gotten the video game animation software, which basically it just uses math and science, and which are essentially magic.
Okay,
to take shapes and move them and make the movements look more natural. And it also makes it much, much easier to animate. And because the shapes are so simple on South Park,
yes, they are.
That's why they can animate. That's why they can put together a show now in 6 days. I don't know off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure it was months, like painstaking work for months to produce these episodes before they got the digital animation stuff.
For a 20-minute show, go figure.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, when you think about it, like an episode of The Simpsons has a 9-month turnaround.
Did not know that.
It takes forever.
Even now?
Yes, because they don't use because the shapes aren't as simple as the mm-hmm. shapes in South Park. The movements have to be captured differently. It's a lot harder to move a more complex figure. So,
I have a lot more appreciation. Very good.
It's good work. But so you've got these weird shapes and very primitive and unpleasant to look at. Let's be real. Everything moves very jerkily.
Yeah, and it does.
You know,
I love how they like always walk.
Yeah, they
waddle.
Yes, Jinx.
Dang it! Now I can't talk.
Exactly. Until someone says your name, Kira.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. But the big thing for me, that was sort of distractingly bad, was the school bus. The way the school bus was drawn, the perspective was so bad, and the yellow was so bright and unpleasant, and everything about it was just
didn't like it.
It was like so bad.
Well, last time I checked, there was more kids on the school bus too.
Yeah, it was only the four of them on there.
Yeah,
right?
I love seeing the difference because now I'm starting to notice a little.
Yeah, thing. Yeah, you've got. It's their exclusive bus, so it goes to one stop and then the school, I guess.
Yes.
Which is great. I mean, that's a deal right there. The other thing is, and you pointed this out to me while we were watching this, how much different the bus driver lady looks.
Oh my gosh.
So haggard now.
I think her teeth, even her voice is a tad different. Yeah. Sounds like,
yeah. Really bizarre. And, the school looked a lot less complex.
Yeah.
The backgrounds were all much simpler.
Mm-hmm.
Like Cartman's house was very, very simple. There were maybe three colors at any given point. And then you bring in these multicolored characters and it's very disorienting and hard on the eyes. And I love the one thing I will say about the animation style is there's something, the faces feel a little more expressive to me.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pick up on that?
Yeah, especially when you like the wrinkles and stuff. Now they're very like,
yeah, their faces.
I'm not gonna do the impression again because that was bad, but yeah,
the faces wrinkled somehow, you know. I don't know why they eliminated that mm-hmm. element from the current animation. But it makes the happiness more happy and makes the furrowedness of the eyebrows sells a lot mm-hmm. more in this. Really interesting to see that shift in animation styles. So, how many of you out there can read?
Not is
there a lot
me.
Of you? Oh, that's a shame.
Yes.
But you know 100%. What? You don't need to be able to read to
Yay.
Enjoy Amazon.com. You could hear us talking about South Park and be like, oh, man. I want to get some South Park DVDs. You know where you can buy those South Park DVDs, folks? Amazon.com. You know what you don't have to do? Type that word into your little navigation bar. All you have to do is click on a link on our website, okay, which you're obviously already on because you're listening to this.
Yes.
This crazy stuff we're saying. You click on that little link, that little banner ad, that's going to send you to Amazon. You can buy the stuff you were going to buy anyway. And then we get a cut. Doesn't cost you a dime.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, probably makes things easier because you don't have to type anything to your navigation bar. So
never
think about it. Think about it, folks.
And no, we don't take your information and sell it.
No, we don't.
To
well,
aliens or anything.
Unless the aliens make us a very, very good offer, we don't sell your information to aliens. Ever. Unless they make that good offer.
Yes.
So, one of the other things I've noticed in this little episode of South Park, we get a lot of the running themes of the series are mm-hmm. established right at the get-go. You've got Kenny as a little foul-mouthed crap
mm-hmm.
who you can't hear so they can get away with making him say all the gross, really gross stuff he says.
Which isn't that genius that he's like a muffled character so that like we can just, it's our filthy minds. It's not the...
Nope. Yep. It's just us.
The FDA can't blame him. So
yep.
yeah.
Just us figuring like applying the dirty.
Or no, is that the FCC? What is it?
FCC. Yeah.
You're saying FDA.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, yes. The FDA is probably okay, probably got its problems John. Too.
Okay.
They're always telling us what's gonna kill us, and
that's right.
That we shouldn't eat. You know what? I'll be my own man,
thank you.
Let me learn the hard way what's full of poison,
mm-hmm.
jerks. But so you've got Kenny, loudmouth, or not loud, but filthy mouth.
Yeah, it's a filthy muffle mouth.
You've got the insatiable sexual appetite of the chef, named Chef, which is great. And hilarious and horrible that he talks about it so openly with these 8-year-olds.
I know, right? And yeah. He's always like that. They always come up to him for sex advice every yep. time, or what's this or what's
and
that.
And it's not even that they come up to him with sex advice. They'll come up to him asking about stuff, and there's always some bizarre sexual undertone to the answer he gives.
His mind is in the gutter.
That's right. That's right. You filthy, filthy man. What else do we have going on here? We've got Kenny dying is mm-hmm. established very early, and the sort of flippant nature, you know, with which they address him dying, because it just happens all the time.
Yes.
I can't tell really from this episode if it had already been established as a pattern.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know? I bet you they didn't know if he was going to come back or not, and then
yeah.
they kind of start to get it.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be back.
Obviously.
He'll
yeah.
always be back. The other thing we get is that Kyle is a hyper-responsible
mm-hmm.
little dweeb of a kid.
He is such a dweeb because he
really
always
is.
Does what's right.
I know.
Every time. So that's
come
already
on,
established.
Man. Yeah. He's like, oh, I got to do my brother from the aliens. Whatever, dude. Whatever. But that's a big runner that they develop.
Yeah.
The Mr. Hand.
Oh, yeah.
Or Mr. Hat. That's his
uh-huh.
name. Mr. Hat. Mr. Hat as the real voice of Mr. Garrison, who is a closeted, one, homosexual at this point, two, horrible, horrible man.
And teacher.
And teacher.
At least we got that done.
Yeah. And then just sort of how basically everyone else in the school is just there to facilitate the horrible adventures of these kids.
That's right.
As evidenced by the British kid being set on fire
oh,
by
yeah.
one of Cartman's farts. Oh,
that
also
was hilarious, by the way.
Speaking
yeah.
of which, farts. Farts are established right away as a big, big theme of this show.
Yeah. Their toilet humor continues.
Yeah. Because I believe it was the last episode we
yeah.
did where they show the fart, or it might have been the second to last. I don't know. I don't know things. Where they show a fart coming out of like the path of a
the
fart.
Bodily fluids. That was the one
yeah.
that I shouldn't have gone ziplining.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And they give us a very detailed visual representation mm-hmm. of what happens when Cartman farts.
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
And they always have Phil and Terrence.
And
farting on each other.
Yep, yep.
Thank you. They're Canadian cartoons.
That's right. And that's what
changed.
The show sounds like.
Yeah,
the
does.
Terrence and Phillip. And so that's the big. Those are the big runners that I think
yeah.
they established
Stan
pretty
and
early.
Wendy are still
oh, Stan and
on
Wendy.
And off
yeah,
together.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was cute from the
aww,
first episode.
And he pukes on her. And he pukes on her all the
yeah,
time.
At least he's over that. Thank God.
Well, at this point, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, after
we'll
14
see.
Years, you would think that.
We'll see what happens. They've got to find a new way for him to puke on her.
Because, oh, I would love that.
Because, I mean, come on. He's got to puke on her. You got to puke on. You got to have the kid puke on the girl. That's comedy 101. It's exactly. It happens all the time. It's very real. Are there anything? Is there any? Oh, the Officer Barb Brady. Who is is an unnamed police officer in this and is dumb as a stone and continues to be as dumb as a stone for the rest of the series. And God bless his heart. But what does he say about the cows? Cows turn themselves inside out all the time, he says. of the cows.
No, that's not true.
That is not true. Cows do not turn themselves inside out. Little known science fact, guys. Cows can't turn themselves inside out. The more you know.
Science 101.
Hey, guys. Want to hear something else we can do for you over here at AfterBuzz? Or something we're going to tell you about? iTunes. Have you heard of this iTunes thing?
Tell me about it.
It's a program that the guys at Apple developed a while back. I don't know if you're familiar with Apple. They're a typewriter,
it's like
calculator thing.
Okay.
But they have this iTunes thing, and what you can do there is you can download these things called podcasts. Now, I don't know if you've heard of podcasts, but you're doing one right now.
Okay, thank you.
So that's. It'd be weird if you hadn't. And they have a little app now on the iTunes store, the podcast app. And on that app, you can download our podcast. And the other things you can do, which we really want you to do out there, listen, rate, comment. Those three things. I need three things from you. That's it. They're such easy things. It takes like 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do them, they're going to kill our families.
So please do them.
Please do them. And tell your friends about us.
And it's totally free. So
totally, totally free.
Thank you.
All right. So now we've got some things that they just sort of totally dropped that start running in
yeah.
here. First off. Cartman in this episode is just an idiot. He's just an idiot, maybe a little bit of a jackass, like a combination of those two things.
Okay, we'll do idiot jackass, yeah.
Not an egomaniac.
No.
Not a racist. And not really, really, really anti-Semitic. So
he didn't make one Jew joke this whole time.
He didn't refer to anyone as a Jew. What happened?
I'm so enlightened right now.
He didn't call anyone a black asshole. he didn't put on a Hitler mustache and march through the town. He didn't try and round up all the gingers. He didn't try to then round up all the non-gingers. What's wrong? He hasn't, I guess, he hasn't developed the race hate part of his brain yet.
Yet.
Just yet.
Now I kind of want to see when that...
I'm interested in. I really want to find that moment when Cartman becomes a racist.
Yes,
because it's an important
and a Jew hater and a ginger hater. Slash, then he finds out he's one and blah blah blah. Yeah,
it's an important moment, not necessarily just for South Park, but I think it's a pivotal moment in pop culture.
That's
When Cartman becomes a hateful monster of an 8-year old. And now, and also when the sort of predilection for manipulation and doing anything to get his way, absolutely anything, because there's no moment in this episode where it turns out that this has all been part of Cartman's plan.
You were right on the dot about that. Yeah. That was the biggest thing about the first episode that they have not figured out yet or adopted. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I would say... 75% of the plot of most episodes of South Park revolves around Cartman tricking everyone into doing stuff for him.
Or doing something stupid and selfish.
Yeah. And that is lacking in this episode. To its detriment, for sure. But that's an interest. That's a thing that I'm going to be on the lookout for.
Okay, me too.
Because I do love it. They have a lot of like classic cartoon elements in this. I'm thinking specifically of when Stan sees Wendy, and like he has the hearts above his head, and I think his eyes widen and stuff.
Then his smile went ear to ear.
Which is not the kind of thing they do anymore.
Right. That was one of the things I noticed too.
This is sort of somewhat real. Like, it's a kind of realistic show in the way the physics of it work now. And that was an episode. This has a lot of elements that aren't like that. including aliens, I guess.
Yes.
But whatever.
But they, yeah, they do aliens and crab people and Barbra Streisand being some kind of monster.
They always have that. So. Yeah.
But then there was the other one. How do I want to describe it? Where like Cartman turns into a little happy, cartoon character too.
And you bean it down. Yeah. They bean down that song. And yeah. He starts playing, singing that song.
And you really
song.
Wouldn't see that now, probably.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah. No, yeah, you don't see them change form. They are what they are.
Mm-hmm. Like and people.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Unless you're Crab People or Barbra Streisand.
Yeah. Unless you're Crab People or Barbra Streisand. What else did I have on that one? There was something else that basically Kyle and Stan are the same in this episode, mm-hmm. right? And I think that's
interchangeable, as you would say.
Yeah. And I think that's a thing that's was there for a while. Like, mm-hmm. I think it was a long time before most people picked up a difference between Kyle and Stan, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the real complaints about South Park, and one that I think is particularly apropos of this episode,
mm-hmm.
Because it's just they definitely could have been the same. No question. Another thing, no parents in this episode.
Yeah, minus Cartman's mother, but that's
right.
It.
And Cartman's mother is Cartman's mother. She always will be, which is exemplified in the line, "Mom, Kitty's being a dildo," to which his mother responds, "Looks like Kitty's sleeping with Mommy tonight," which took like a solid like 5 seconds before I went, oh, because the cat's a dildo and she wants
and
to
a dildo.
She wants to, yeah. You know.
Wow. Which that is so Cartman's mom now since we know her.
Yeah. Yeah, Cartman's mom / dad.
Did you have a feeling that she was always a slut, though? Or did you think that she was, like, a nice homemaker when you first started watching South Park?
I feel like I always knew she was kind of a slut.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't really have a clue. I thought she was just a nice single mom until, I found out she got gangbanged by the Colorado.
Have always been subtly hinting at that.
Mm.
You
so
know?
It just went through my head because I just wanted to see the good in her.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I mean, I guess I think the moral of this story is that you can be a nice, sweet, stay-at-home single mom. No, you can't be a stay-at-home. You can be a nice, sweet, single mom and still like to get a train run on you by the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the two are not mutually exclusive,
okay.
I guess.
Good to know.
I'm just looking at my notes right now and I saw Indian's best friend, which is a thing Mr. Garrison, term Mr.
Yeah.
Garrison applied to Christopher Columbus, which is great. So right now I'm going to go into my stray observations on this because the early episodes of South Park are very much just sort of let's get a plot that we can throw a lot of jokes on mm-hmm. top of, you know? Such as the constant shouting of the word dildo.
Yeah.
Which is always funny. Always funny to see kids yelling dildo. That's since Shakespeare. You know, that's been a rule of comedy. Just have a little kid run out and shout dildo at someone and you will get a laugh. But some of the funny things I noticed. Chef's apron says chef. And I don't know if that's always been a thing, but it's really funny to me. Screw you guys, I'm going home makes its first appearance right in the get-go for episode one, which I love.
And did you know that that's voted still one of like the best South Park quotes ever, even to this day?
I mean, I would wholeheartedly agree. I think that's just it just nails the nature of the show. Yeah. I think. Cartman has a little pennant up in his room that just says Cartman.
I didn't even notice that either.
Which is really funny. That thing in his butt, that's a funny thing that someone said, but I forget the context. Oh my God, the moment where they show the crop circle and it's an outline of Cartman, but he looks at it and shouts, "That kind of looks like Tom Selleck."
That was, like, to me, one of the best parts of the whole show.
Yeah, that's
so... Because I was like, you're going to say me. Yep. You're going to say it. And he doesn't.
And he doesn't say that.
So I guess it's already starting that he's, like, somewhat delusional.
Yes. That's true.
So slight. I don't know if it was on purpose, though. Yeah. But.
I think... I'm pretty sure that was just a joke.
See, I think so, too.
And then that... I think that just became a character feature of Cartman that he doesn't realize that he is... him. What are some what did you have any jokes that you were reminded of that you thought that you had
that
forgotten?
That was my favorite yeah, one. That was like so the main great. One.
That's so great. What else do we have? Oh, I do like that they established the cows as having this like hive mind that's very like powerful, you mm-hmm. know, cuz like they revisit that in the episode with the
That's right.
With the film
yeah, I can't remember.
What,
but that is why it brought back so many memories. I was yeah. like, they do have an underlying tone to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, another one of my favorite jokes that gets shouted is Kyle is describing the things his dad's going to shout at him when they mm-hmm. realize that he's lost Ike. And one of them includes, "Where's that finger been, Kyle?" Oh, God. oh, and then the other thing that I don't know if they still do this. I don't think they do because I would have noticed it. Is that when it's Stan and Wendy, and they keep cutting to Stan, sort of smile. He mm-hmm. just has three teeth.
Yeah, that was so funny that you pointed that out. I didn't see that, but how whack is that?
Yeah, that's
three
weird.
Three teeth,
and it's not like they're spaced in a way to make it look like he just lost a tooth recently. It's just like three buck teeth in the middle. Weird, real weird. Sons of bitches, dildos. Hey, you guys want to hear a commercial? I bet you do.
I do.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Hey there, good buddies. My handle's Wooly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man, no. I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. No, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee, what a feeling. I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Wooly Bear sent you.
XOXO Wooly Bear. See, because he likes Gossip Girl.
No, I think that's so funny.
Flippin' funny. I like him way more than the whiny guy from The Office.
Yeah, me you know? Too. That guy was like such a loner.
That guy, it's just like sad, you know? He's just sad. I mean, no I'm glad to. He found AfterBuzz instead of hanging himself in the in his office like Lane Price. Mad Men spoilers! What?
Oh.
Hey, guys. Funny story in the news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I'm going to let you take the lead
on
this one,
Kira.
Thank
you. So what we found that we thought was pretty funny is there is a guy. He's a robber in San Jose, and they have actually nicknamed him. The police department has nicknamed him South Park Kenny. Like, literally, South Park Kenny. And this is due to the fact that he always wears a hood, and he covers up his face just like South Park Kenny.
Interesting. And he's been arrested, right?
Yeah, he just got arrested, and they have a picture of him, but I can't zoom it up. But I think that's so funny. I mean, how epic is that they would name a robber after South Park Kenny? And they call him South Park Kenny.
Well, hopefully it's not the real Kenny. And hopefully they don't kill him, those bastards.
That's what...
That was cold. That was cold.
That was good. But I like that really... joke. That was genius.
That's a really funny story. Mm-hmm. It's great when this stuff seeps into the real world and... people get hurt because it's robberies.
Unfortunately.
What? All right, folks. Folks, I would ask for the creepy theremin music to come in at this point, but the fact of the matter is that we're doing South Park Classic. we're not going to be making predictions about this show anymore.
Because we already know what's happened.
Because we already know, because there isn't anything to predict until the new season comes back.
Mm-hmm.
So, man. Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Folks, we will be doing this about other episodes of South Park.
That's right.
For the next couple of... Until whenever. I don't know.
Until South Park comes back, hopefully.
Until South Park comes back,
yeah.
And we can stop our crying. I cry myself to sleep most nights. I don't know about you, Kira.
Sometimes. Like, every other night.
Every other night? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Every night. Every damn night. So, folks, if you're interested in finding Miss Kira,
you can find me at Kira Batte
on the Twitters.
That's right.
That's right. You can find me on the Twitters at @JDuganBarrett. You can also find my Tumblr blog that is eventually going to get updated again, botmarykill.tumblr.com. Thanks for listening, folks. See you next week.
Bye, guys.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. We'll be right back.